Hopefully you got that.
I heard it, yeah.
You did, yeah. Well, welcome to the very first Isthmian Review Show. And, of course, this is going to be all new for me and all new for Terry and all new also for Paul. But first of all, a massive welcome, of course, to Terry and to Paul. And great for you to be joining us on a regular basis, guys.
No problem, mate.
I mean, some of the games then, you know, what we'll look at tonight. Of course, we'll have a look at the likes of, in the North Division, Heybridge Swifts against Felixstowe. Coggeshall Town against Grays Athletic. In the South Central, we'll have a look at Hanwell Town versus Tooting. Egham Town versus Waltham Abbey. Of course, the old side there of Paul's. In the South East Division, of course, we've got the Guernsey versus Haywards Heath. And then in the Trophy, we've got Averley against Dunstable Town. Bracknell Town versus Bognor Regis. And Whitehawk versus Harlow Town. And, of course, as well, with a main game which we'll have a look at as well, which will please my other co-host, of course, on the other show, VCD, up against Leiston. So I suppose, guys, if we start then, I suppose, with the North game between Heybridge Swifts and Felixstowe. I found a few little bits on an app of their form of late. And, I mean, Heybridge go into this in their last five games. They've won three and lost two in their last five. Felixstowe go into it with two wins, two losses, and a defeat. Heybridge have scored 13 in the league, conceded 10, and Felixstowe have a dead level, scored 8 and conceded 8. And of course, we know that the likes of Julian Dix has taken over, but literally it's one win and one draw in their head to head. According to the goal app that I've got up in front of me, back in 2012, Heybridge beat them 4-0 at home, and then in the return fixture, it was Felixstowe 1, Heybridge Swifts 1. Tell, I mean, yourself, with this game on, how do you see this game going? I mean, Julian going in there, you know, fairly new to the role, but he's started off really well.
He's made a lot of new signings, hasn't he? So, to start off, I think, well, they won their last three, did you say? So to have that many new signings come in and start that well, then, you know, that's off to them. Cause it's not, as Paul would tell you, it's not an easy thing to do, especially midway through the season, or albeit 10 games in, to get new players in at the ground running. So fair play to them on that point. I think I said on your other show the other night, I see Felixstowe play this year, and they're a really good football inside. So that'd be a really good game tomorrow. Should be a really good game tomorrow between two good football sides.
Paul, and yourself with this one?
Yeah, what Tell was saying about the pitch as well will be lovely. So both sides can get down and play. I would have thought that Julian will have his side getting the ball down and playing as well. So when you get two football sides together, it's only one shout, really. Heybridge look quite strong at home. I think they've only lost once on their own patch. And like you say, Julian's had a great start. So it's a difficult one to call, really.
And I'd tend to go to Swift simply because they're, you know, they seem to be on the up at the moment, if you know what I mean, both on and off the pitch. So personally, I'd go for an Heybridge win there.
Yeah. I mean, he seems to have got them back in the swing of things, doesn't he, Julian? I mean, he does seem to have, you know, steadied. You know, was a little bit rocky, I suppose, at one stage. But I know, as I said, when they came to play Averley, I made a statement and said, look, you know, in Averley TV afterwards, if anybody finishes above Heybridge Swifts could well go on to win the league, because they looked a really decent outfit, even though they were down to 10 men at one stage. You know, they still looked, for me, the better team, you know, for majority of that game, other than sort of like a 5-6 minute spell when, you know, Averley scored three in quick succession. But other than that, they looked a really, really good side.
Well, seeing as, you know, they've lost the spine of their side, really. You know, they lost the goalkeeper, but they signed a new goalkeeper. The centre back they've just lost, I believe he's going to Chelmsford, so I'm hearing. And the centre midfielder that they had there has gone to Conwell, I believe. So to lose that sort of spine of the team and still carry on getting results that they've got, fair play to them, you know, because that's not an
easy thing.
Sorry, Paul?
We lost Sam Banzig as well, didn't
we? Well, Banzig, he ain't stopped scoring, has he, Banzig? No. Sure, it's a ways away. So, again, you know, that's sort of like the spine of the side. So fair play to Julian there. He's, you know, he's hit the ground running there, which ain't an easy thing.
And of course, they lost Luque as well, didn't they, at the beginning of the season, the Lincoln as well, which was a big loss to him as well. But I mean, Felixstowe itself, I mean, you know, we can't underestimate them. I mean, I know they came, you know, Averley went to play them, and I think they roughed Averley up a little bit and got, you know, got in their faces a little bit and come away with a point. So, I mean, they seem to be a side that, you know, that will win games, you know, that maybe they shouldn't be winning and games they should be winning. I mean, you know, looking at their results, you know, they beat Romford 2-1. Lost to Soham 3-1 at home, lost to Sudbury 1-0 at home, then drew away to Tilbury, which ain't an easy place to go, and then they beat, last time out, they beat Northwood 3-1 as well.
I think they're a bit of an unknown quantity, really, aren't they? You know, they're sort of, I mean, they're a big club, everyone knows that. They've probably got that little bit of a surprise factor as well, but as I say, I saw them play, and they can do, you know, in the game that I saw them, they played good football, but they mix it up as well, which is something you need in this league, as Paul will tell you.
Yeah. I mean, Heybridge at the minute, they're sitting fourth. Felixstowe are finishing, are finished 12th at the moment. But, of course, if a Felixstowe win tomorrow, they actually go above Heybridge. Yeah. That just shows you how tight the division actually is. So if I was... Go on, Paul.
It's always the way in that league. You can be sitting 15th, win two, and you're sitting second.
Yeah.
Always the way.
Yeah. So if I was pushing...
I think over the next few weeks, I think you'll start seeing the divide then, and you'll get what I always call the three divisions in within it. You know, you'll get the top six and the middle bits and the strugglers at the bottom there.
Yeah. So if I was pushing both of you two, who would you say for this one?
I'm going to stick my neck out and I'm going to go for an average win now.
Paul?
Yeah, I think I'd agree. Haybridge probably sort of 3-1, something like that. Mm-hmm. I fancy Haybridge, I think they'll do well again.
Yeah, and I must admit, I'm going with you two as well. I mean, what sort of score do you reckon, Tell?
I think it'll be a close game. I think, but there should be lots of goals in it, so I'm going to go for a 1-0.
A 1-0? I'm going to go 2-1. And then next week, we'll see how well we've done on those. Absolutely. Why not? But I suppose the next one to go on to, another team that took a lot of headlines when they came into the league as well because of the Ollie Mears situation. I mean, Coggeshall Town against Grays Athletic. I mean, another one of these games for me that looks like it's going to be another absolute humdinger.
Well, I mean, Coggeshall ain't lost at home yet, I believe.
Hmm.
Which that's a good thing to have in your locker. And Grays, after a poor start, have only lost one in their last eight. So again, that's going to be a tight game. I think Coggeshall have got a lot of firepower, haven't they? You know, obviously we just mentioned Benno BNS and Bennick. Obviously they've got a famous chairman there, or an owner, or whatever, that's putting money in. And you know, again, I think they're a bit of an unknown. Unknown quantity in that league at the moment, but they're doing well holding their own.
Well, just looking at what you said about form, Tell. I mean, the last games for Coggeshall. I mean, 1-1 against Brentwood away. They lost 1-0 to Western Supermare. Then they won away 2-0, which is a great result away to Hornchurch. 5-3 away to Romford, and then a last time out a 3-3 draw with Marks Canvey Island. Grays. Well, they start off with 1-1 at Mildon Hall at home, 1-1 with Bowers, which is a good result at home. They then beat Great Waker in 4-3 at home, and then they lost 4-2 at home to Sevenoaks. And then just recently, the last game out, they beat Soham 2-1. So they've had quite a few home games, Grays, but they've won two in their last five. And Coggeshall have done exactly the same. In fact, they've got identical form for the last five games they've played.
That's interesting. I mean, Grays again. They've signed one of my old players actually this week, Alberto Pinto.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
strong. You know, well, you know what he's all about. He's played a lot of games at this level, and he's strengthened them upgrades, no, without a doubt.
Mm. I mean, he's a, you know.
I mean, if you look at it, I think you said about them not being a home. They've only won one at home, drawn three, Coggeshall. And if you look at Grays' away record's excellent. I think they've won three out of the four they've played away. So
that's interesting, Paul, isn't it? You know, if they're better down to the pitch at home at Overley could be.
And again, it's quite interesting looking, and we just said Felixstowe were 8-8. I mean, Greys again, you know, scored 10, conceded 10, and Coggeshall scored 11, conceded 8. So again, possibly plenty of goals.
Yeah, so that'd be a 0-0 draw.
But again, it's going to be a good game. Two sides that possibly at the beginning of the season, if you'd have been asking people who do you think is going to be up there pushing for title, pushing for playoffs, I mean, would I be right in saying that Coggeshall and Greys would be two of those that would have been in the mention?
Well, Greys are a massive club. They're always going to get a mention, and whether they're going to be there or thereabouts. Mm. They didn't have a great start, did they? But they're going to come good. I'd expect them to be up there or thereabouts. Coggeshall, we don't know, do we? You know, they was doing well in the cups, weren't they? I don't know. I think they got knocked out of the FA Cup the other week, and by all accounts, they was unlucky in that. So again, I mean, they're an unknown quantity. No one knows what they're about, really. Give it another 10 games, and you know, that'll give it a bigger picture of what they're going to be like this season.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I was pushing you guys for score on this one, and which way round, where would we be going with this one?
I'm going to go for a draw on that one, simply because of, you know, the stats. You know, Greys away from home and Coggeshall's own record. So mm-hmm. if I'm pushed, I think I'll go for a Coggeshall win, 2-1, sorry.
2-1?
Yeah.
What about you, Paul?
Yeah, to be fair, I was just going to say the same. I fancy Coggeshall win 2-1. They've got a lot of good players there. They've got a lot of good players. I suppose they've been signing. They've signed a lot of players, so it's going to take a little bit of time for it to bed in, I suppose. But yeah, I fancy Coggeshall 2-1 on that one.
2-1. I'm going to sit on the fence. I think I'll go with a 1-1. Why not? But
could be right.
I mean, if we sort of shift divisions, and you know, I'm not too sure how much you guys, you know, we're going to sort of go into the unknown, I suppose, with some of the teams that we're going to talk about going into the South Divisions. Yeah. But we've Hanwell Town, they're playing Tooting. I mean, Tooting have just sort of, you know, come down from the division above last year, had a change of manager as well. I mean, you know, where do we see this one going? Hanwell against Tooting. And of course, as Keith has said on numerous occasions, their pitch is sensational.
Well, if you look at their records, I had a little check up this week. Hanwell are unbeaten at home, and Tooting ain't got a, you know, not very good away record. Mm. But I mean, Tooting are a massive club, aren't they? You know, they're a well known amateur club. Hanwell, I don't really know that much about. Only through, you know, listening to your show, when Keith said it about their ground and whatever. So I don't really know a lot about them. I don't know. I think a lot of the games at this level in any of the divisions, I think home advantage is playing a big part this season. Looking at most teams' records, so I don't know.
Well, looking at their form, I mean, you just talked about the form. You know, Hanwell have drawn 2, but then again, one of them was a replay. 1-1 with Leatherhead, and 0-0 with Leatherhead. They lost to VCD away 3-1. They lost to Ware. So they beat Ware 3-0 at home, drew 2-2 with Chalfont St Peter. Tooting and Mitcham, well, they won 3-1 against Hartford, which I think is a great result for them. Lost the way to Burgess Hill 2-0. They lost to Chessant 3-0 away. They beat Egham 4-3 away. And then they beat FC Romania 4-1 away as well. So they've been knocking in the goals.
Yeah, it looks like they've scored 20 and conceded 21, so as much as they score, they also concede. Hanwell, they haven't conceded many, but they've conceded 7 in the last 8 league game and scored 13. So, it's one of them. Hanwell are going to be strong. They look like they've recruited quite well. The pitch obviously looks fantastic over there. I suppose the other way around too, and we'll like to go there and play.
Yeah.
You know, a decent surface. If it does rain, I don't know what your teams would like to tell, but we should turn up. It was a nice pitch.
Yeah, I think
put a roof.
Yeah,
I think all teams are like that. Aren't they? If you turn up and it's nice, then you know, it gives you a little bit of a boost, doesn't it? So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm. never seen them play. I've never played them. I've never seen them play. So
we played Hamwell when I was at Chesnut. I think we played them in the Trophy and beat them 2-1. I think it was. But we were under pressure for large periods over there. They get a decent crowd. But yeah, that was 2 years ago. That's quite a lot since then.
Yeah. Guys, if I can ask Terry just to move to his right a little bit and then Paul a little bit to his left. That's it, spot on. And we're in the picture now. That's it, we're there now. I mean, for me, I saw Tootin play against Averley in the Trophy, I think it was. And to be really honest with you, for a side that's just dropped down from the Prem, I must admit, I wasn't very impressed. I thought Averley on the day were far and away the better side on the day. So I was a little bit disappointed. I thought they were, you know, were going to put up a sort of a bit bigger fight against Averley on that day. But looking at since then, it looks like they've sort of improved their form going forward since then.
It's always tough when the teams would get relegated out of the Premier League. They've obviously had a tough season, and I think I'm right in saying they've had a few changes as well. So, they have to settle back into being in a new division as well with teams that they haven't played, I guess. Tooting's a big club. I don't think they'd struggle that much this year, but. Maybe it's just a settling in period for them to get used to playing in that division below they was in last year.
Well, as Keith calls it, it's the bits and bobs league, isn't it? So it's trying to get used to that as well.
I think it's like everything, hotel. When you look at the team to come up, look at Basildon, for instance. They've come up with a winning mentality and carried that on. You get relegated, you've got a losing mentality.
Exactly.
You're relegated. So it's hard to break their cycle. And I think we're on there, to be fair, mate. It's just get bed in, get the division, figure the division out. I think everybody's figuring this division out.
Yeah.
Because it's brand new. No one really knows anybody. Give them half a season, I would have thought you'd start to see them kick on a little bit.
Yeah, another 5 or 6 games, I think they all need to start sorting themselves out then. So.
I mean, for me. For me as well, they've played each other once this season already, and it was Hanwell 3, Mitcham United, Tooting and Mitcham United 4. So an early sort of, win for them.
Both scoring goals.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what it looks like, doesn't it? But, where are we going, lads? I mean, what are we thinking?
I'm going to go with them simply because of their home record. They haven't been beaten at home, and I can't see Tooting not having a great away record. I can't see that changing tomorrow, so I'm going to go for them. I think they'll win 3-0 tomorrow.
3-0? Yeah. Paul?
I'm going Hamwell as well, but I think Tooting will score. I fancy 2-1.
So you're going to go 2-1? Do you know what? I'm going to go 2-1, but I'm going to go the other way. I just think all of a sudden Tooting seem to be, especially the last two, they've won 2 games by 4 in the last 2 away from home. So I'm going to go for a 2-1 win to Tooting. Just to be different.
Just to be different.
Hey, by Saturday night, we'll all know who was right, won't we? So.
I think there'll be a few text messages about that.
So I suppose the next one then, a new team to me, and I don't know about yourselves, guys. If a team that in no disrespect to them, I'd not heard too much of. I must admit before this season, and of course that's Egham Town, and of course they're playing Waltham Abbey this weekend. I mean, looking at the form going into this game, I mean the Abbey have won 4 and lost 1, and they've beat Hayes and Yedding 1-0, which is a great result for them. A 2-1 away win at South Park. 3-2 at home to Hanwell, 3-0 at home to Uxbridge, and then they lost at the weekend, during the week, 2-0 to Chipstead away, where Egham have beaten Whiteleaf 2-1, and then they've lost away 4-1 to Greenwich Borough, away 5-0 to Chipstead. They lost at home 4-3 to Tooting, and then they lost 7-1 at away to Bracknell in their last outing. So, I mean, Waltham Abbey, of course, now with the main man, Mark, in there. I mean, what do you think? Do you think this one's going to be a little bit of a one-sided game?
I'd say that, yeah. I went and watched the Abbey the other week, and I was really impressed with them. I mean, it was a typical typical Stimmo side, really, you know, really organised, got a set way of playing, keep the ball moving, don't they, you know, and I was really impressed with them the other day when I saw them.
Mm.
So it's not surprising that they're up there. I don't really know a lot about Egan, but I mean, you know, looking at their record at the moment, they've let, 24 goals in the last six games. So if you're leaking that amount of goals in, then you're going to lose a lot more games than what you win.
Mm.
They've got home advantage, I know, but I don't think that matters too much in non-league football. I think they are up the pyramid. You go maybe. It matters a little bit more,
yeah.
But I don't think it matters that much too much in the league. And I've got a feeling Waltham Abbey are going to win that by a few. Seeing as they lost their last game as well.
Yeah, and looking at the table as well, you know, the Abbey have played 9 with 21 points, and then you go right to the other end and Egham have played 9 and with 4, so there's 17 points of difference as well in the league already after 9 games.
Big gap.
Yeah, it's like goals wise they've conceded 30 in the league and scored 8, you know. I think it tells its own story, doesn't it, really? The Abbey look like they're flying at the minute. They've come out that brilliant, but to be fair, as soon as Stimmo got appointed, I expected that to happen. He's done a good job pretty much everywhere he's been. I think Egham have won one. They've won one game out of their 9 league games, you know. They're going to start. I know they've changed manager. To be fair, when he took over, they had a couple of great results in the cup. But they look like they're in trouble, so you can bet they'll win 1-0.
But looking at that, was you surprised? I mean, you know, Mark, of course, when Thurrock went to the wall, I mean, was you expecting, you know, was it as a surprise to you as it was to, I know, to me and Keith anyway, that you know, that Mark's finished up at the Abbey?
I'm honest, yeah, because I thought you know, he's managing the pro game, isn't he? And no doubt he's, you know, he's more than capable of managing on or up the pyramid. But then saying that, from what you know, from going over there and seeing what the chairman's doing over there, you know, albeit only the car park at the moment, etc. But he's clearly got a target of where he wants his club to go, and that's probably what's sold it to Mark. So
he's a top chairman. He's a fantastic chairman, to be fair.
Yeah.
And he's put his money where his mouth. I spoke to him first couple of games in the season, and his plans are to put ice baths in, new physio going in. I know they're talking about knocking the change room down, rebuilding the bar over there, new dressing rooms.
That's what he needs, Paul. Isn't it?
He's needed it for a long time. I mean, what he's done with the pitch is fantastic. It's cost a lot of money.
Yeah, it's fantastic, yeah.
But if you're doing your job, he backs you 100%. And even when it's not your way, he's still behind you. He's a proper chairman. And I'm really pleased with him over there. You know, I fell out of one or two when I left, but we've kissed and made up and we'll get on well. And yeah, so I'm really, really pleased for him. I was surprised Stimmo went over there. For Stimmo's sake, but I'm not surprised the chairman shows ambition by going again.
Mm.
Yeah, fair play.
And it is one of those things, you know, for me as well. I mean, you know, it's local to me. It's literally no more than 5 minutes down the road, you know, to go down there. And it is the difference. I mean, when you go over that bridge and you used to watch, you know, to see the, you know, in Paul's days as manager and others, you know, you'd go over that bridge, you'd look over down the bridge and you'd just see look like Brighton Beach, you know. And now, you know, you go over and up and over it all the time. And it basically looks now like a 3G surface.
Well, I used to play over there years ago in the black and white days, and you used to have to be a mountain goat to play on that pitch. I tell you, it weren't level, to say the least. So,
but it looks like a 3G surface now from a distance when you look at it. It's that, you know, it's that green. It's an amazing surface now, and he deserves all the credit.
He's done well. I think his biggest gripe, I think where it went wrong for him was they relayed it or they reseeded it. But the drainage wasn't great, so he struggled to deal. So he had to do it again, and then the drainage wasn't great, and he had to do it again. But it looks like he's got it right this time.
Yeah, it looked fantastic when I went over there. Yeah,
it's top draw. It cost a lot of money, but give me grass over AstroTurf all day long.
Agree with that.
Let's not go there. Anyway, right. So. I thought I was going to get somebody different, you know, somebody different on the show was going to say they wanted a free Jeep, but there we go. So where are we going with the score for this one then?
I'm gonna stick my neck right out here and say that poor old Egham are going to get a bit of a backlash from Abby's last result because I dare say they weren't happy getting beat down at Chipstead. I'm going to go for a 4-0 there.
Right, okay. So to the Abbey. Paul?
Yeah, 3-0 Abbey for me. 3-0 Abbey for me.
I'm quite glad you didn't go where I was going because I'm going 5-0 the Abbey. So there you go.
You
read
your bets, mate.
Well, there we go. You know, that's no disrespect to Egham. Hopefully, Egham go out there and do the business on the weekend. And the South East Division then is one game in there, which is of course Guernsey against Haywards Heath. I mean, where do you see, you know, with this one, the trip? How does that actually affect people, you know, going over to Guernsey? I mean, do you see that one being a bit of a nightmare journey, you know, for some people? Does that cause issues?
I think it's exactly the opposite, Dave. I think, like Paul just said earlier, I've been there. Have you been there, Paul? Or?
No, I've not been there, mate.
Yeah, well, it's a lovely ground, like nice surface and that. It's one of them places where it's like a little bean over the boys, isn't it, you know? I don't drink.
I'm not talking about that.
I just mean you're a liar about that, by the way. I just mean it's a good day out for them, isn't it? You know, they get the flights over there and they're well looked after. I mean, it was the case up until this season anyway that Guernsey's own record really have got them out of trouble in the last couple of years to keep them in the division. I mean, they've worked so hard to get into the mainland leagues. I hope they stay there. But I think that's going to against them. I think teams now are going there and looking forward to going there. Their own record's not as great as it has been. And I've got to say that, their own record is a must for them. And they lost their last six, I think.
Well, here we go. This is the form at the moment. According to this, Guernsey in the league have scored 4 and conceded 14. So they've lost the last 5, 2-1 at home to Sittingbourne, 3-0 away to East Grinstead, 5-3 at home to Phoenix, 3-0 away to Guernsey, but they might get those points back, and then 1-0 away to 1-0 away to Hastings as well, so home to Hastings. Haywards Heath, of course, they won, so they drew 1-1 with Ashford. Then they won 2-0 at home to Three Bridges, 2-0 at home to Sittingbourne. They lost 3-2 at home to Bracknell, and they also won 4-2 away to Faversham. So they've won 3 in their last 5, and Guernsey have lost all 5.
So their away record is really good then. their away record is really good, I've not been away with Steve, but I think keeper sound at the pitch over there is really nice, isn't it? Mm. Is that the way he's saying that? I don't know. And maybe it's the case for them as well. If it is a nice pitch, then teams go there and, you know, look forward to going there.
Well, Guernsey have won 1, and what we were saying earlier on about, you know, that being their sort of like helping them out. In the last 5 home games in the league, they've actually won 1. And that was a 2-1 win against Ramsgate.
They've only won 1 away.
Mm.
Yeah, they're conceding
25, mate. They're shipping goals.
Yeah.
I was really surprised when I look at it today. I was really, really surprised. I thought they'd be challenging.
Mm.
Because I'm going to guess there's a few quid over there, and I know they've only got a small pool to pick from, but they get big crowds, don't they, over there?
Yeah. That'd be interesting. Be interested to see the result. I think, you know, looking at recent results, there's only one winner there, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know? So maybe they turn it around tomorrow, Guernsey. So maybe, you know, on Saturday, maybe.
And they're a lovely club, guys, as well. And I think, you know, for most of the clubs that are, you know, they're in there, they're one of those clubs you want to see keep, you know, stay in the league as well, aren't they? They are really lovely, lovely people, you know, as well. You know, like Mark Letizier and all these type of people that are over there, and Tony, the manager, you know.
And they've worked hard, they've worked hard, they've got that.
Yeah.
Their team in there,
yeah.
On
on the mainland league. So.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the goals conceded in their last five away games for Haywards Heath, they've scored 11 and conceded 11. And then in the games for Guernsey at home, they've scored 6 and conceded 12. So,
again, you know, leaking goals like that at home, then, you know, you're not going to pick up too many points, are you? So, they're going to have to sort that out.
So, where are we going with this one then, lads?
I'm going to go for a draw on that one. I'm going to go for an high scoring draw, though, seeing as both defences are leaking. I'm going to go for a 3-3 draw.
Okay. Paul?
I'm going 2-1 Guernsey.
2-1 Guernsey.
I'm going to go with
a 1-1 draw, a lower draw for me in that one.
Okay.
So if we move on then to the trophy, we'll go to the one that I'll be out of the weekend, and Averley against Dunstable. Again, going to be, you know, a good game, a different team for Averley as well, because, you know, a team from outside of the league. How much, you know, when you was in charge, say, like Averley Tell and so forth, how much, you know, did you actually go and visit the opposition or send a scout out to go and see him, especially if he was in trophy or something like that, to see what up?
All the time. You have to up, otherwise you're not doing your job properly, are you? So, but funny enough, I know the manager at Dunstable. He was at Luton a few years ago when they won the Johnson's Paint Trophy, when my Michael was there, you know. Tony McCall. So I know what they're all going to be about. Dunstable, they'll be a young side. You know, there'll be a footballing side, typical sort of academy sort of football side. I just think Averley will just be too cute and too strong from tomorrow. But when Dunstable go there, they're going to want to play on that pitch. You know, I'm not a lover of 3G or 4G, whatever you call it these days. But I'd expect Dunstable to go there and really and fancy their chances, really, simply because of the style of football they play.
Yeah.
And knowing Tony, like the manager there, knowing that you know, he'll enjoy the underdog bit, that's for sure. If Averley do underestimate and they'll come unstuck, but I'm sure they won't.
We're looking at Averley's last, you know, five games. Of course, they lost 2-0 away to Romford. They won 1-0 away to Maldon. They lost 4-0 at home to Chesson. And then they won 2-1 and 2-1 against Basildon in the league and, of course, the trophy in the last round. So, Paul, I mean, have you seen much of Averley or, you know, have Dunstable yourself?
No, I haven't, mate. I'll be honest, I haven't seen Averley this year. I'm going to guess they'll be very similar to Brighton too. Well, when James was there. But they're unbeaten at home in the league, aren't they, I think? They're doing well sitting second. So it's an unknown quantity. I think, like, the question about whether you've got your teams right, especially when you didn't know who they were and they were coming from a different league, you've got to go and watch them. I think when we was at the Abbey, we played Bedford. And we'd had them watch 2 or 3 times to make sure we knew what their weaknesses were, their strengths were. I don't know about you, Tell. You don't need War and Peace on it. You just need basic.
You just know what set pieces they use, if they've got long throw, just basic stuff. At least you know a little bit about it, so you take.
Yeah. I remember we played someone and asked for a report from Saffron Wood, I think it was at the time, and I got a 15-page dossier. Yeah. But yeah, look, I don't see anything other than Averley win on this, mainly because of their league standings. You know,
the players have got told you that they've got to win that game, really. When they had a bit of a shock result in the week, didn't they? I think they lost.
Yeah.
You know, a bit of a shock result.
4-3 in the Essex Cup, unbeatable. And 2 goals in the last 5 minutes.
Heading 4-0, you know. It's one of them. They seem quite consistent, but cup game, mate, you never know.
I think I'm right in saying as well, I think if they do win on Saturday, Averley, I think that's like a club.
It is.
I know when I was there, Craig Orton, you know, often said to me, oh, we never do well in the cups or whatever, you know, especially when there's money involved or whatever. But I'd expect them to be too strong for Dunstable, really, unless they underestimate them, in which case, you know, I know Tony McCall from his days at Luton, and they are capable of shocking teams.
Mm.
Their league position tells you that, you know, Averley should win it by a canter, really, but I don't know.
Well, I had a reply from the Ably Twitter feed. It says, hi, Dave. If we are successful and defeat Dunstable Town, it'll be the furthest we've got in the FA Trophy. We are currently in our best run in the competition since 1984.
Well, there you go. So they're never going to get a better chance. Mm. I think their home draw obviously is a massive incentive as well. And I'm sure they've done their own work and danced the ball. I think Ably will be too strong.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Yourself, Paul?
Yeah, I think it'll be Ably. I just don't see anything different than that.
Mm-hmm. So what we got score wise then?
I think it'll go from one extreme to the other. I think either Ably will like absolutely whack him by 4 or 5, or it'll be a tight one. So I'm going to go for a tight one. I'm going to go for a 3-2 Ably win, simply because I'd like to see Tony do it right now. That could be a shot there, though. I'll tell you that now. That could be a shot there.
Paul?
2-0 Ably for me.
I'm always looking at it, and I must admit, when Ably, I think we always try to make things hard for ourselves, if I'm honest, to see this year. So I'm going to go for a 2-1 to Ably as well in that game. This is the one for me that I think we could see a shock, and it's Bracknell Town against Bognor Regis.
Yeah. Well, again, looking at their two records, it's sort of like chalk and cheese, isn't it? So, yeah, you could be right here, Dave. Mm. I mean, They're scoring lots of goals, and they break more. I don't think they've, I'm right in saying they haven't lost at home as well. Another team that hasn't lost at home. Bognor have won 2 out the last 8, I think. But they score lots of goals.
It's your friend's birthday.
How do you think?
They haven't won away from home yet.
They've not. It's the cup, so it's a good opportunity to get away from league, perhaps. But I think, looking at it, really, it should be like 6-5 or 8-7 scoreline. Just that they both score so many goals, but football don't work like that. But I think you're right. I think that's probably the pick of the ties here. I think that's going to be a cracker of a game. I think there'll be a lot of goals in it.
Looking at Bognor's last 5 games, Bognor 8, Burgess Hill Town 0. Tonbridge Angels 1, Bognor Regis 2. Bognor Regis 2, Folkestone 4. Bognor 0, Margate 0. And in their last game, Hive 2, Bognor Regis 1.
Yeah, I think Bognor have always been a strong side. They'll pop the ball and move the ball around. Bracknell, like we were saying earlier, they've come up. That winning mentality, it's a club that look like they want to do the right thing. Yeah. They've carried that winning mentality on. I listened to their director of football on one of your shows.
You did, Dave. Yeah, he was, a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
You know, they just said they're just trying to do the right thing. Mm. You know, they're just trying to make sure that they grow steadily. And that, if you do that, sometimes the boys surprise you. And they're flying at the minute. Like you say, they won 7-1, I think. They've got the boy up for... Is it Ferdinand scoring a lot of goals from Liam Ferdinand?
For Bracknell.
Bognor, they've been up and down like yo-yos, haven't they, the last couple of years. They've scored a lot of goals, 30 goals, but they also conceded a lot. 16. Whereas Bracknell have only scored 29, conceded 7.
Yeah,
they look strong. They've got a boy who used to play for us when I was at Chesham, a boy called Joe Gator, plays at the back. I think he's skipper over there. Good player, and again, very similar to what you said about Dunstable. A lot of young players, so it's a tough one, this one, I think. It's a long journey as well.
Yeah,
I'd go for an home win there, and I'm going to say 3-1.
3-1 to Bracknell.
Yeah.
I'm going 1-0 Bracknell in that one.
And I was going 2-1 Bracknell, so that's just—it's quite incredible that we've got against the Prem side, but it should be a cracker. The next one we look at before we go on to our main game is Whitehawk versus Harlow. I mean, where do we see this one going?
Where do you start with this one?
Yeah,
on paper this could be 12-12, couldn't it?
Yeah.
You know, although neither side are run out of scoring goals, but I don't know. Arlo, seem to be in free fall at the moment, don't they? You know, letting goals in left, right and centre. And I don't think Whitehall can... I think one game in the last 10, a minus 9 goal difference. So that's a tough one to call. I don't know what Whitehall's home record's like, but maybe that have given the edge. I don't know. I know the guys at Arlo, they won't be happy about what's going on. And I think this could be a little bit of a release for them from the pressures of the league.
Mm.
I think they might go there and nick a result there, Arlo Saturday.
I think somebody said, I don't think, I might be wrong, I think Arlo haven't won at home so far this season, but they've done most of their best performances away as well.
Yeah. Maybe that's just the pressures off in there, Dave. You know, it could be.
I know the locals aren't happy. I'm sure you know that, Dave.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of
shouting going on.
I mean, literally.
Yeah, you know, they've been here before, Arlo, haven't they? You know, a few years ago. I remember we played them in there before they got promoted. And we beat them like 8-1, 9-1 at home. Then the next season they got promoted. So.
Mm.
You know, or the season after, maybe it was.
I remember that game, Tell. Thanks for that. Yeah.
what I'm saying is just that, you know, they are capable of Arlo just turning things round at the snap of a finger. So I don't know what's going on over there, Arlo, but they seem to have lost a lot of good players. And at the moment, they don't seem to have replaced them with players of the same calibre. So that's probably their... downfall at the moment.
I think the only player left that I know and over there, he's Fabian Sims, and he's probably their best player they've had for a long, long time.
Yeah, he's a decent player, Fabian. Yeah.
Well, just looking at their records in the last 5 games, Harlow have won 1, lost 3, drawn 1. They beat Haringey Borough away 2-0. They drew with Margate away 0-0. They lost at home 4-0 to Carr Shorten. They lost away last Saturday, I think it was, to Kingstonian 7-0. And then in midweek they lost to Brighton C 1-0 when, by all accounts, the performance is a little bit better. They've scored 2 and conceded 12 in theirs. Whitehawk have lost 4 and drawn 1. They lost 9-1 to Billericay away, 2-0 to Corinthian away. They drew with Brighton C. They lost 6-0 to Enfield Town. And then they lost at home 1-0 to Lewis. So it seems like they've been taking a bit of a whacking of score two and conceded 19.
Yeah, that's the problem of both teams, isn't it? I think that's going to be a tough one to call there, Saturday. But I'm going to go for a score draw there and I'll let them win the replay.
Whitehall had a lot of money at one point, didn't they?
Yeah, but we talking earlier on about Tooting coming down and dropping down the division. Am I right in saying Whitehall's done the same and come down? Yeah. And is it that situation where, you know, that they just can't, you know, when teams are on a winning run?
I think the thing is, though, Dave, when you're getting beat 9-1, I know Billericay are a decent side, I get all that. They get beat 6-0 just recently as well.
Yeah, 6 by Enfield,
yeah. There's definitely a hang up when you come down, but I'm not sure getting beat like that explains that. All I can put it down to, and I don't know, and I may be wrong, but money's not the same as what it was. That's all I can think. So I don't know what you think, but
well, money obviously we know for a fact that money plays a massive part in non-league football, and generally the teams that have got a lot of money are the teams at the top of the league. I don't know what's happened at Arlo. I don't for 1 minute think they're skint. I don't know. I think sometimes, as we said earlier about teams that are getting dropping down the division, they find it hard to find their feet to get a winning mentality back. Mm. So I mean, it could well be that. Mm. That's what makes it difficult to call that one.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, I think he's screaming a draw for me. I think it'd be 1-1.
I'm gonna go for 1-1 with Arlo in the replay midweek.
And Paul, yourself?
Yeah, 1-1 for me. I think it'll go to a replay. I think Arlo could beat Arlo. I'm just saying that.
I think I'm gonna go for a 0-0. and just see and well,
you see what happens. It'll be 5-0, I'm telling you. Don't like
football for you. Obviously, I mean, obviously, we haven't touched on it yet, but there's quite a few quid at stake, isn't there, on these ties?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that puts added incentive in the teams as well. So, and as I said earlier, for both teams to get away from their league, you know, the pressures of the league and being down the bottom, etc. It just gives the boys a day off, and things can change. And Paul's right; it could, you know, that could well be 5-0. That, but I doubt it.
So I suppose the main game to have a look at today, and I picked this one out because I thought this one, although we said about Bracknell Bognor, it's one of those games where you look at and think, well, this, you know, this could well be a shock here. And you look at it and you think to yourself, well, okay, VCD, you know, in great form, you know, under Keith of late as well. You know, and of course, then Leiston, you know, having issues, losing their manager as well. So, I mean, you know, how will that affect them? They're in the league above, yes, but, you know, VCD have got some firepower, you know, so and in really, really good form. I mean, where do you guys, you know, see this one playing?
We were talking to Keith the other night about the home team, weren't we? And he was saying that, you know, obviously Charlie, the fellow that got up front, scores a lot of goals, and he's got another lad there as well, scores a lot of goals. But he also mentioned to us that they're a very, very young side. It's got X amount of 19-year-olds in it. Well, you know, that can go for you or against you. And playing against, you know, Leiston or Leiston, whatever you want to call them. You know, they've got firepower as well. They've got Jake Reid that plays for him. Christy Fincher plays for him. You know, he's an ex-pro, Jake. He was at Dagenham with my Michael. And, you know, he's a good player. He's a good player. And on his day, he's unplayable, especially non-league. I just think that Keith ain't going to love me for this, but I just think Leiston are just going to be too experienced and have that extra bit of firepower, especially with the... have they got a new manager there yet, or is there something?
I'm not sure, if I'm honest. I'm not sure. I've not seen.
It's one of them. Again, it's a long old trip for them down to VCD. But they're going to turn up, and VCD's pitch, as we know, is like a carpet. And it gives other teams a turn up there a little bit of a... bit of a boost, if you like.
Well, their form going into this, Leiston, he's 1-1 with Needham, a draw there, and then they won 4-2 on penalties. They beat Hal's Owen 4-0 at home. They lost 5-1 at home to King's Lynn. They lost 3-2 away to Stratford. And then they beat St Ives away 2-0. VCD lost a close game against Cray Wanderers 2-1 at home. They drew 1-1 with Winston Town in the Kent Cup and then lost 5-4 in penalties. They then lost to Hive 3-0 away. They beat Hanwell Town 3-1 and then they beat Winston Town last weekend by 3-1. So they're in, you know, banging the goals in good form. And really, to be honest, they're not, in the last five games at least, they're not conceding many either.
I agree with Terry. I just don't see anything past Leiston. I think it'll just be one too many for them. As you said, whether there's a new manager or there's a caretaker, they're going to want to impress. Maybe one or two slightly different ideas, you know, that may work. I think, look, Keith's done great there this year, and they're going great guns. I just think it's going to be one too many for them. Don't get me wrong, I hope they win, but I just fancy Leiston for me.
I think it'll be close, and I'm going to go for a 2-1 away win.
Well, I'm just quick looking at it. They've played each other four times in the last 3 or 4 years. Leiston 1, VCD 2 in 2014, 2-2 draw in 2015, 0-0 draw in 2015, and the last time they played each other, which was 2016, it was a 3-0 win for Leiston.
It's pretty even, Stephen, record then, isn't it? So... I'll just as we just touched on, but looking at Keith's team or young kids and it's not impossible for VCD to win that, but I think it may be a step too far from.
So, I fancy 3-1 Leiston for me.
3-1 Leiston. Double points on this one because this is our main game. So, tell.
3-1 Leiston, mate.
And for me, well, you know, no disrespect, but I'm sitting next to him again on Monday night, so I'm going 2-1 VCD. I mean, you've just got to do it, haven't you? But no, I think they could, you know, well turn over Leiston at the weekend. But some of the other games in the FA Trophy this week before we leave it for tonight, this weekend is Wokington versus Scarborough, Marine versus Lancaster, Warrington versus Prescott Cables, Pickering versus Drawlston, Frickley versus Ramsbottom, Whitby versus Witton, Farnsley versus Bridgehouse, Osset United versus Clitheroe, South Shields versus North Ferriby. That could be a good game, considering North Ferriby, if I remember rightly, were in the final not so long ago.
I think most of them fixtures, for me personally, it's just throwing them out.
Well, I mean, if you look at that in the last, in all fairness. But in all fairness, you know, South Shields, they were in the FA Vars final a couple of years ago. North Ferriby were in the trophy final only 2 or 3 years ago. So that's going to be an interesting one. You've got Buxton versus Kingsley, and I'm just trying to pick out some of the ones where some of our boys might be in it if we can come down it. But it's a massive, massive list here of different teams. So we just try and pick out the ones. Chipstead versus Berkhamsted, Sittingbourne versus Wingate and Finchley. Brentwood Town versus Winstable Town, Hive versus Bishop Stortford, Molesley versus Wharton Casuals, Kingstonian versus Bedford Town, Margate Potters Bar, Horsham versus Corinthian, Burgess Hill versus Worthing, Dorking Wanderers versus Seven Oaks, Biggleswade versus Harrow, Hitchin versus Hayes and Yedding, Malden versus Royston, Haringey Borough versus Chesham United. Well, there's a game. I mean, would the heads be on it? Knowing that in a week's time, 2 weeks' time, they'll be on the telly?
Oh, I think we touched on this the other night as well, didn't we? And, Tom there's got a job to do and get across to the players that if they're going to not perform this week, then they're possibly not going to be playing in the... It's a televised game, as you understand now. But it's impossible to turn around and say to them players, forget about that. It's impossible. Yeah. It's impossible. Even, let's be honest, this would be the game of their lives.
Mm.
As I said the other night, Son's been about for a long while. He knows his stuff, and I'm sure he'll have them boys' heads on the game tomorrow because, let's be honest, they've got more chance of winning that.
Absolutely.
And there's and the money in the FA Trophy there is not to be sniffed at. So
no, absolutely.
I'm sure. All the clubs in our league, let's hope they all do well.
Yeah, that'd be good. Like I say, they're going to play in front of millions of people against AFC Wimbledon. They might play in front of one man in his dog this week. So to be fair to them. They play with no fear. They go out there, they do the best they can, and they've been an excellent side the last couple of years. I fancy them to win.
Would you be wise as somebody sort of higher up, chairman wise, like Aki in that, and turn around and say, well, look, if you turn up to this game before that game like that, it gets you sort of guarantees you a ticket for the FA Cup game. Would you think the owner would be looking at that in a way of thinking, well, I might get a few more through the gate straight away if I can guarantee people tickets if they if they turn up to games beforehand.
Any money worries and things like get an extra 100 people in. He's probably swimming in that cash.
He's 75 grand for that game, so yeah, I dare say he will be. Lowestoft versus Enfield Town, Ashford Middlesex versus Lewis, Hornchurch versus Ramsgate, Folkestone versus Leatherhead, Mersham versus Grinstead, Tonbridge Angels versus Whiteleaf, Hendon versus Staines, and that'll be an interesting one.
Yeah, Hendon have had a bit of a rough time, since Gary went to Dulwich.
He's got to Hampton and Richmond, yeah. He's got a televised game as well.
A lot of chopping and changing, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. He's got a televised
friend of mine coaching with us. Has gone over there doing under 23. I've quite good over there.
Yeah,
I think Hendon always been a good side. We played them in the FA Cup. They were outstanding.
Yeah,
it'll be a tough one,
Stan.
Good time.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a tough one to call.
Mildenhall versus Greenwich. Canby Island versus Brighton Sea. Kingsland versus Needham Market. Herne Bay versus Witham. Going down some more of these. And I think we might come to the end of all of ours. But, yep, that's it. Metropolitan Police versus Carshalton, which is one of the other ones. And that'd be a good game.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know too much about either side, if I'm honest. I think from what I can gather, Carshalton are good footballing, so I have a decent surface. Again, Met Police, decent service, and I would have thought would be a good footballing side as well. So, yeah, they're. I think, look, when it comes to the cup competitions, they're all great games, all exciting games, because there's money at stake, and it raises the bar a little bit.
That's what they're still in the FA Cup, aren't they, Met Police as well?
Yeah, they are.
So they're gonna have the same, or the manager there's gonna have the same problems what Son's got. Aaron Gay, and that's keeping their eye on the ball for that game. And you know, let's be honest, they're not professionals. We're non-league people, and I dare say one or two may well take the eye off the ball. So they have been on skin there for. Met Police and I've got to say and Aaron Gay as well. I don't fancy either of them tomorrow.
Well, listen guys, it's massive thank you for joining me tonight, and hopefully we'll see each other again this time next week as well, and I'll get hold of you guys. I'll let you between the two of you, I'll let you pick your games for next week, and then we'll sit there and have a discussion. And of course, we'll also have a look and see where we finished up this week as well, at the beginning of next week as well, to see who leads after week one. So that'll be really interesting to see what happens. Yeah.
good luck.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, guys, massive thank you once again. And for everybody that watches the show, massive thank you for joining us on our new show. Don't forget, of course, me and Keith will be back on Monday evening with the Isthmian show itself. I can't let you into who's going to be on there at the minute because we're still working on who's coming on. But we will be back, me and Keith, on Monday. And, of course, me, Terry and Paul will be back with you again next Friday night. But until then, hopefully you will get the results you want. Until then, we'll see you then. Good night.
Cheers, guys.
See you, mate.